Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, sir. Hello to our radio audience, our world, our global radio listeners. Once again, the Church of Christ of the United States of America comes to you by internet, website, and radio broadcast to declare unto you the gospel of Jesus Christ for salvation. We are truly interested in the spiritual welfare of our fellow human beings in this world. Understand that man is a duplicit creature. He has a eternal spirit and he has a mortal flesh. And the flesh is going to die and vanish away. But the spirit will go on forever because the spirit comes from God. We get our spirit from God's spirit. It has the same quality of existence. It is eternal. It is spirit. When we are born and we first receive our spirit from God as newborns, we are perfect in our spirit. We have eternal life. But the Bible says that a man is but a few days old and full of trouble. What that means is it's not very long in life as we are after we are born and we live in this life and the environment of worldliness that preoccupies the society and the community and the grouping and people. It's not very long before we are wound up through ignorance, foolishness, embroiled and embattled in sin. Very much buried, dead in sin, in our spirit. God came down in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to make it possible to provide a way, a perfect way, for man to become free from his sins. And that's what the gospel is all about, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He died because he loved us. He was buried in a temporary grave, because he was not going to be that long. And he rose victorious from the grave, rose for eternal life, rose never to die again. The man Jesus Christ died once. He was a perfect human being, and his blood is powerful enough to cleanse the soul and to wash away the sins of every man, beginning with Adam and Eve, and even to today, because it is the power of God. It is the will of God. His blood sacrifice satisfies the justice of God. He appropriates the grace of God to every man. Those who died faithful to God under the Old Testament law of Moses and the patriarchal law, before Christ died, they are all redeemed. The blood of Christ cleansed them from all of their sins of life. What the animal sacrifices could not do, the blood of Christ did. And they are now saved in the kingdom of God, in the spiritual church of Christ. They are now awaiting that final ascension, that final deliverance into the eternal realm of heaven, where God is and where God's throne is. Those of us living today, we have yet to die. But if we die, Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13, we need to die in the Lord. We need to die in a relationship that is agreeable and that is ordained by God. We have to die in a right relationship with God. And the only way we can be right with God is we must obey his commandments. We must obey his will. It is God's will that every soul of man be baptized into the spiritual relationship with Christ. That is, be born again as children of God, having our past sins removed and living under a grace that provides for the continual removal of sin through our repentance and obedience. You see, there's no excuse for a man today to die in his sin. There's no excuse for a man in his sin today and go to hell, because God has made it too easy. It's simple. Jesus says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, preach the gospel to everybody. Whosoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Whosoever does not believe shall be damned. The only thing that will stop you from being a saved soul in eternal heaven is unbelief. Too many men do not believe God. They do not believe in God. They do not trust in God. They don't even care about God. They do not worship God. They do not show any adoration, any worship. They don't show any regard for God. The majority of the world, 75%, does not even have an affection for God. The 25%, 90% of those are lost because they are trying to serve God and worship God, religion, in false commandments. They are worshiping in the commandments according to the commandments of men. Jesus prophesied that in Matthew chapter 15, verses 9, 8, 9, and 10. He prophesied that. He said they're going to be worshiping him in vain, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Jesus commanded baptism for salvation and for new birth. But men say you don't have to be baptized in order to be saved. Well, who's telling the truth? The Baptists and the Methodists and the different preachers, the Joel Osteens of the religious world, or Christ? Which one is telling the truth? Christ said you've got to be baptized. If you're not baptized, you don't believe. If you don't believe, you are condemned for eternity in hell. You got to believe God, not the preacher. You have to believe what God has said, not the preacher. Jesus is God, and he's our Savior. He is our creator from the beginning. He is our procreator of the Christian race. He is the father of the Christian race. He is the Savior of the Christian race. He is the God of the Christian race. There is salvation in no other name. Not the name of the Pope, not the name of the Reverend, not the name of the priest, not the name of the founder of your religion, but the name of Christ. That's the only name that God has given to men to wear. It's amazing how people tell me that they are Baptist and Catholic and Methodist and Presbyterian, Jehovah's Witness and Lutheran, and all these different names that they accumulated and they have gotten from men. But none of these names are the names that God has named his family. His family's name is Christ. Christ, the one, verse 18. Of his own will begat he us by the power of his word, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creation. Jesus Christ is the one that begat us. We wear his name because he's our spiritual begetter. He's our father. My children were begotten from my seed. That's why all of them were born and their name was Williams, because I'm Leroy Williams Jr. My name is Williams. All of my children were born Williamses. None of them were born hyphen or various, you know, Black Williams and Red Williams and Orange Williams, and no. They weren't born Burroughs Williams. They weren't born Brown Williams. They were born Williamses. His name is Christ. We are all Christians by faith in Christ Jesus, because as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Did the preacher tell you don't have to be baptized to be saved? He is denying the truth. He is lying to you. He is causing you to fall short of receiving the grace of God. If the preacher don't even mention baptism, he is robbing you. He is a false prophet. He's robbing you. He is denying you what you need to know. The reason for preaching the gospel of Christ is so that men might know what they ought to do in order to be saved. Jesus left instructions in the Bible. Everybody has a Bible. I don't care what language you speak. The Bible is translated into over 1,500 different languages, which are 99% of the languages of men on the earth. The Bible is translated in your language, and it's available to you in a bookstore or in your home. It says the same thing in your language that it says in English, which is my language. Our spiritual name is Christ. If your spiritual name is Baptist, you're in the wrong church. All these other churches that were founded by men and were names given to them by men, all of these churches are going to be cast into hell. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. That's hell, ladies and gentlemen. It says, whoever name was not written. Where's the name of your religion? Where's the Baptist religion and the Baptist doctrine of salvation without baptism? Where is that found written in the Word of God? That's the Lamb's Book of Life. The Holy Bible is the Lamb's Book of Life. It is Christ's commandment. It's God's revelation of salvation to man. That's the Book of Life. That's where eternal life is, in God. God is the Word. The Word is not a dead letter on a page. The Word is spiritually alive and powerful. It has dynamism. It's dynamic. It moves. It has life. It is not dead. The spiritual Word of God is eternal, and it is eternally alive. It's spiritual. It's spiritually alive. It is everlasting life. The Word of God is everlasting life. Christ is is the living Word. John chapter 1, verse number 1. There is salvation in no other name, by no other authority, by no other commandment. Salvation only comes by the Word of God, the gospel of Christ, the doctrine of Christ, the commandments of Christ. Christ is God and our Savior. So today, ladies and gentlemen, you must be obedient to the gospel commandment of Christ, not the commandment of your preacher, not the suggestion of your preacher. Your preacher is a false preacher if he fails to teach you the truth. Jesus says that the word of God is truth. John 17 and 17. If it ain't the word of God, it's not the truth. You can't be saved by it. Your soul cannot receive redemption and eternal life and salvation by the words of men, only by the word of God. That's where eternal life is, and that's where eternal life will always be. The word of God will never diminish. It will never vanish away. It will never be destroyed. It will never be conquered. It will never lose. The word of God is God. God is from everlasting to everlasting, from eternity to eternity. God is. God never was. God always is. God exists. Jesus said that, John chapter 8, verse 58. Before Abraham was, I am. He was speaking of himself. The Jews understood what he said, and they picked up stones to stone him, but they couldn't get him. He disappeared. He dematerialized like a ghost and walked right out of their midst. And they didn't know what happened to him, because they understood this man said he was God. They didn't accept Christ. Jews today do not accept Christ. They do not accept his doctrine, his church, his kingdom, his commandment. They do not accept his baptism. They do not accept his sacrifice, his death on the cross. They cannot be saved because they are not repenting. No Jews of the law of Moses will go to heaven. Everyone who goes to heaven must be a disciple, a obedient disciple of Christ. Moses is a disciple of Christ. Today, Adam is a disciple of Christ. Today, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Nehemiah, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 patriarchs, and the descendants of those patriarchs who are faithful to God and die with the hope of salvation, who were cleansed from their sins that the animal blood sacrifices could not remove by the blood of Christ. They are all citizens of the kingdom of Christ, over his own house, whose house we are, if we keep the commandments and the gospel that we have been taught, and we faithfully live by it. Oh, yes. Colossians, I just quoted from you from Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 6. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, talks about we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and have been transferred into the kingdom of eternal light. Christ's kingdom, his kingdom, kingdom of God's dear Son. That's what it says in your Bible and mine. The kingdom of his dear Son, the Son of his love. That's Jesus Christ, the Son, the only begotten Son of God. The only begotten Son of God in the flesh. He's the only one. None of us were begotten of God in the flesh. We are begotten of God in the spirit. Our spirits have been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light because we have been born from the water by the power of the Holy Ghost. We have been born again. John chapter 3, verse 3. Except one be born of water and the Spirit, cannot enter the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 5. Marvel not that I say you must be born again. John chapter 3, verse 7. You think Nicodemus understood Jesus? Sure he did. He understood perfectly what Jesus was saying. Jesus said, what is born of the flesh is flesh. We've already been born of the flesh. We've been born unto our parents, our fathers. We're his flesh. We're already born. We have to be born again, not physically, spiritually. Why? Because we are dead spiritually in trespass and sin. Before you meet Christ, you are dead in trespass and sin spiritually. You are spirit, your soul is spiritually dead because of sin. When you meet Christ, you receive eternal life. Your soul is made alive of God through obedience to his commandments. Not the commandment of the preacher, obedience to Christ's commandments, God's commandments, not men's commandments. Jesus says, again, Matthew chapter 15, verse 7, 8, 9, he says, commandments of men. Who is they? The false prophet, the false teacher, the ministers of Satan, the liars. Only the true ministers of Christ speak truth. They're the only ones that's got it. The false teachers don't have. They don't believe it. They have not obeyed it. And they can't teach you how to believe it and how to obey it. The ministers of Christ have obeyed the gospel of Christ. They have been indoctrinated in the word of faith in Christ. They tell you what the Bible says. They tell you what Jesus said. Teach you what the Bible tells. They help you to understand that you must be committed 100% to the will and the word of God. Otherwise, you cannot be saved because you're not going to be faithful. We got to be faithful to God. You can't start out, you know, man, I love the Lord. Change your mind and don't expect to be a change in your destiny. You change your mind, you become unfaithful, your destiny is hell, not heaven. Thank God for those who have obeyed the gospel. Because if we get caught up in our sins, we can repent and turn to God and ask his forgiveness and his help. And God will help us. He will forgive us. He will give you another chance to get it right. Some of us have never gotten it right because we have believed religious lies. We have followed religious doctrines that are lies, doctrines of men. It's time to get it right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to follow the Bible's teaching and commandments. Jesus said to his disciples, his 12 disciples, Luke chapter 24, verse 44 through 49. He said, I want you to preach to them. Preach the gospel. Preach the remission of sins. Preach the salvation grace. That's God's will, that we be saved by the grace of the gospel that God has provided. Man didn't provide anything for himself. We got it all done by God. All we can do is receive the blessing of God. We can't earn it. Salvation is not something that man can earn. All we can do is receive it by the blessed will of God. You believe in God tonight? You believe what God has already said? Are you listening to what preachers and so-called teachers and preachers who are actually false teachers, lying prophets, are you going along with what they say? Are you beginning to understand what they're teaching you? And it's not the word of God? No one can be saved for eternal life except they be baptized, water baptism, for the removal of their sins. Somebody said, well, the water don't do nothing. No, the water doesn't do anything itself. But the power of God, God has placed salvation in water for baptism. That baptism wets the body. But the body is not baptized. The fleshly body does not get baptized. The only body that gets baptized is the spiritual man body. The flesh and blood body does not get baptized. It gets wet, but it does not get baptized. Baptism is an act of faith. It's not a physical act. It is an act of faith. It's a spiritual answer and a good conscience toward God. The Bible says in James chapter 4, he says, First Peter chapter 3, verse 21. Baptism is not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. It's not taking a bath or a shower. Baptism is the answer. Is the answer to God's commandment. The answer of a good conscience toward God. Are you trusting in God? Do you have faith in God? Do you believe Christ? Then you will do what Christ said. Say, be baptized in water for the removal of your sins. The removal of your sins is what determines whether you are spiritually saved or not. You cannot have your sins removed without being baptized into Christ. You cannot have your sins removed. And when we are baptized into Christ, we are baptized into Christ's church, the church of Christ. That's the church that belongs to Christ, the church that was founded by Christ, the church that was built by Christ, the church that was named by Christ, church that is married to Christ, the church that is a kingdom of Christ. You're baptized into the church of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. For by one Spirit, that is one Holy Spirit, are we all baptized into one spiritual body, the one spiritual body of Christ, and have been made partakers of the divine promise. That's only in Christ. If you haven't been baptized into Christ, you're not saved today. You can't wish into Christ. You have to obey his commandments. You cannot take Christ's commandment out of the Bible. nor can you take it out of salvation. You must be born again. You must be born of water and the Spirit. You must believe. Or belief without obedience is not faith. It's dead. It's no good. James chapter 2 and verse number 14 through 19. Faith, belief without obedience is dead. Faith is belief and obedience. To believe and obey is to manifest faith in God. True about anything. If you believe in eating barbecue, you cannot manifest that faith unless you eat some barbecue. If you believe that it's necessary to eat to live, you cannot practice that or manifest that faith except you eat to live. You can't believe in Christ unless you obey Christ's commandment. That's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. You have not obeyed the gospel of Christ. You have not been baptized according to faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, according to the reward of obedience, according to baptism by the word of God. You have not been baptized into Christ. You are none of his. You are not his child. You're not. He is God, so you're not a child of God. You don't have the Holy Ghost, and you can't get the Holy Ghost. Only those who are baptized into Christ can receive the Holy Ghost, because Christ only gives it to those who obey him and are baptized into his body, his spiritual body. Christ is not a fleshly man. The flesh has been dissolved over 2,000 years, or just about 2,000 years. The flesh is dissolved. Christ is God, the Holy Spirit. His body is spirit. Our spiritual body has a natural affinity to his spiritual body, and we join him in that one spiritual body through obedience by faith through the gospel preaching, the preaching of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. See, we go through the same motion that Christ went through. We go through the same that Christ went through when he died on the cross and gave his human life and his perfect blood for our salvation. We have to die to the love and practice of sin. We have to be buried in the watery grave of baptism. We have to rise from that watery grave to walk in eternal life, to walk according to the word of God, to walk according to the commandment of God, to walk in the love, grace, and blessing of God, to walk eternally, spiritually, completely, according to the power of the God that we serve, his grace, his salvation. We receive grace. You can't earn it, but you can receive it. We receive spiritual power, but you can receive it from God, not from the preacher, not from the Pope, not from the faith healer, but from God. All these fake healers, they say faith healers, a fake healer, and all that foolishness is all foolishness. It's amazing how people can go to a faith healing meeting and get healed, and then as soon as they leave the meeting, the healing go away. As soon as the fake healer leaves town, the healing disappears. That's not God. That's the fake miracles of Satan. Oh, yes. His ministers perform wonders, wonders of miracles. They perform wonders. Yeah.
Fake miracles is not God. God don't do nothing halfway in the dark, behind the cover. Huh? God don't do nothing in the dark. God is light. And everything God does, he does in the light, that is the power of his essence and being. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. 1 John chapter 3, verse number 5. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to tell you the truth. We got to tell you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's all Brother Leroy Williams can tell you tonight, truth. Because only truth can set you free from the condemnation, the eternal condemnation of your sins. Sin will condemn you eternally to eternal death, to eternal suffering. Sin condemns. The grace of God saves. It saves alive. Dead in Christ. You're alive in Christ. You're dead in sin. Dead in Satan. You're made alive by Jesus Christ and his powerful grace. Romans chapter 5. Verses 1 through 8. We got to believe God. You got to obey God. If you don't do what God says, you can't be saved. But Brother Williams, what if I don't want to get wet? I don't like to get wet. So can I omit baptism? Can I be saved without getting water baptism? No. It's not what you want to do. It's what God wants you to do. See, we have to do what God wants, not what we want. We cannot save ourselves. Since we cannot save ourselves, we need to do what God said, because God is our Savior. He is our eternal life. God saves. So it's time to obey the gospel. And when you are baptized, you now become a member of any church other than the Church of Christ. There are no Baptist Christians in the Bible. There are no Baptist Christians in the Church of Christ. There is no Baptist church in the Church of Christ. False teachers say that we all are members of the body of Christ. No matter what religion we practice, we're members of the body of Christ. That's a lie. Christ is not divided into 600 various religious faiths and beliefs and practices. And that's what men have. There are over 600 named denominations of churches in the world today, and there's an example of every one of them in the United States of America, including the Satanic Church, the Church of Lucifer. They know how to call themselves. They're the Church of Lucifer, and they call themselves the Luciferians. People claim that they are in Christ's church, but they want to call themselves Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Jehovah's Witness, Mormon, Seventh-day Adventist, Christian Scientist, Church of God in Christ. We're going to call ourselves everything but what God says. Church of Christ. The Church of Christ is the only find the name written in the Scriptures. Romans chapter 16 and verse 16. Greet one another with a holy greeting. The churches of Christ greet you. Oh, Brother William, that's a churches of Christ. That's the only church you're going to read about in the Scriptures. the churches of Christ. That's speaking about the universality of the church. That's why the word has a plural. Churches is a plural, indicating the church of Christ that assembles all over the world. The church of Christ is not in one place, but it is all over the world, just like God ordained for it to be. Every kingdom, nation of man. That's how God determined it to be. Because God wants to save man. Man of the earth, God wants to save him. So we got to do what God says. We got to believe what God says. We have to obey God's word. Otherwise, we cannot be saved. I wouldn't let no preacher, so-called, or teacher, so-called, tell me not to obey Christ. Christ is my Savior. You want to be saved? You must obey Jesus Christ. He is God and our Father. He is the Father of the Christian race. He is the creator of the Christian generation. He is the God of the Christian church. He is the Savior of the Christian soldier. That's who you want to be with. You want to be with Christ. If you don't, do what Christ says. Wherever Christ is, he says you can't come. If you don't obey me, you can't come where I am. Well, where is Christ? Christ is God in heaven. He is God in heaven. If you can't go where he is, that means you can't go to heaven. Except you do what Christ says. Except you obey what Christ commands. Endorsed, never taught, same-sex marriage. Christ never taught common law marriage for man. Christ never taught gay marriage. Christ never taught the forms of marriage that men have come up with and have legislated into law for the society. God never endorsed him. He never ordained him. He does not acknowledge him today. They are not sanctified by God. Can't disobey God and be sanctified, that is, saved as holy. Can't happen. Common law marriage is what we do with animals. We put a male and a female together, and we breed them for offspring. That's what the cattle farmer, the cattle rancher does. That's what the horse, thoroughbred racer, that's what they do. They breed for offspring. You got to have male and female. Homosexual marriage cannot produce children, because nobody is born a gay man or a lesbian woman or a transvestite man or a transvestite woman. No one is born that way. God does not make a mistake. He created male and female, Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Genesis chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. Male and female created he in the beginning, created he them. And that's the way God intended for it to be for eternity. It's male and female. Anything else? Well, God loves homosexuals. God does not love homosexuals as homosexuals. God loves those who repent and obey his will. God is not saving homosexuals. God is not saving whoremongers and adulterers. Common law marriage is a spiritual adultery. It's a spiritual whoremongering. It's a spiritual sodomy. So is same-sex marriage. God condemns sodomy, adultery, fornication. He condemns it from Genesis to Revelation. Yet people are being led to believe by Satan's preachers that they can be same-sex marriage, gay and homosexual and lesbian, common law marriage, and be saved in Christ. That's a lie. There's no Bible to prove it. The Bible says male and female. Jesus even cleared it up. Matthew chapter 19. He says, in the beginning, God made man and woman, male and female. He created a woman for the man. And God expects them to be united in a holy union. What makes it holy? It follows after the will and commandment of God. That's what makes it holy. It's not God's commandment and God's will. It's not holy. There's no salvation and there's no justification for it or in it with God. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to please God. We can't please ourselves. Man can't please man and go to heaven. Man has to please God to go to heaven. Man must learn. And except we please God, we cannot go to heaven. That's God's will. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, does anyone listening tonight have a question or want to make a comment or want to have a statement they'd like to make? Feel free to do so. All you need to do is if you're on the telephone, your telephone from wherever you are in the world, and you have dialed into the radio station, push number one on your telephone keypad. And Brother Brian Brown, our program moderator, will cue you into the call. And you can ask Brother Williams any Bible question, any spiritual or moral question that you have. We got the Bible for the answer. We'll give you God's answer. God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, for this cause, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and every woman her own husband. And that's in the singular, husband in the singular. No wife is to have several husbands, and no man is to have several wives. It's one wife, one husband. That's God's will. That's been true since Adam and Eve. It hadn't changed. It didn't change because there were kings in Israel who had multiple wives. It didn't change. God still commands one wife, one husband. He commanded it then. He commands it today. There's no excuse. You cannot be justified in that. So you best obey God. You want to be saved, ladies and gentlemen, I'm begging you. You want to be saved, we must obey Christ. That's the only way. There is no other way. There is no other salvation. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26, God is not going to provide any other system of grace and salvation for man. If we oppose the salvation by grace that God has revealed, we can never be saved. Jesus is not going to come back to this earth and die again on the cross to save anybody, Jews and nobody else. If we don't accept Christ in our lifetime, we will never be saved. There is no second chance after we die out of this world. Don't listen to those lies that the charismatic lying preachers are teaching. That one day God's going to come back and he's going to give the Jews a second chance to obey the gospel. Then he's going to destroy the world and save all the Christians and Jews together. We'll all go to heaven. That is a lying prophecy that is nowhere found in the New Testament revelation of God. Nowhere. It's not in the book of Revelation. A lying prophet is teaching lies by twisting and wresting the written word of God, trying to make it into something it is not. And all he can do is make a lie. Don't believe that. You believe what God says. The dead know nothing at all. The dead can't have any transformation of life. They are transformed when they are dead. They have left the physical realm of life that we live on in this earth, and they have gone into a spiritual realm of life, and their destiny is already sealed the moment they die out of this life. You die in your sin, where Jesus come, where Jesus is, you cannot go. If you die unjust in the resurrection, you'll be raised unjust. If you die just, in the resurrection, you will be raised just. There is no transformation. There is no spiritual change that occurs in your soul after your body dies and leaves this world. Whatever you are, full or unfaithful, when you die, that's it. Your seal, your doom, your destiny is already sealed. Jesus said, when I come back, I'll have your reward with me to give to every man according to what his deeds of life, his works of faith are. We got to obey the word of God. Faith is belief and obedience to the commandment and the will of God. That's what faith is. No faith, no God, no salvation, no heaven. Praise the Lord. Thank you to my radio audience. Thank you tonight. Thank you for allowing this preacher to declare the word of God for your hearing. I pray that you will make up your mind to find the assembly of the Church of Christ in your community, in your country, in your state, in your city, and worship, obey the gospel of Christ when the gospel invitation is extended. See, every gospel preacher extends an invitation to the audience for unbelievers. When that invitation is extended, you come forward, give your heart to God and your hand to God's minister, and he will baptize you according to faith in the gospel for the removal of all of your past sins and for the grace of salvation from God. Oh, yes. The preacher can baptize you, but God faith. Am I right about it? I can baptize many, but I can't save any. Jesus saves. He is the Savior. He is God. May God bless each and every one of us in this mortal life until we have another opportunity. We hope that you will be with us on Thursday, same time, same internet location, same telephone call. Wherever you are in the world, same time, Thursday. Thursday night is a special presentation because what we want to do is have a question and answer presentation. We want you to bring all your questions, all your doubts and fears, all your objections to what Brother Williams teaches. Bring them, and bring them Thursday, and speak them, and let's see what the Bible says. Huh? Let's check God on the subject. All I ask you to do is agree with the Bible, accept the Bible, and follow it. Because if you follow me, you may get lost. You got to follow God. God is true. God is perfect. God is saving. May God bless us. In Jesus' name, have a very good evening, a very good day, a very good tomorrow, if it's God's will. And we hope we see you on the next gospel presentation Thursday. Goodbye.